奉主耶稣圣名证道。
In the name of Jesus, I speak.
主耶稣借着启示录告诉我们去教会种种的问题。
And through the book of the Revelation, the Lord Jesus has told us the various problems that the seven churches are facing.
我们很惊讶，为什么有真理、有圣灵同在的教会，竟然也会有这么多的问题？
And we are very surprised that why is it that a church with truth and the Holy Spirit can meet with so many problems?
我们也疑惑为什么主不除去这一些问题。
And we also doubt as to why did the Lord not remove these problems?
好像主不理不问不要这一些教会了。
It seems like the Lord is disregarding or he doesn't even want the church anymore.
但主也借着启示录告诉我们，去教会仍然是在主的手中。
However, through the book of the Revelation, the Lord Jesus is also telling us that these seven churches still remain in the hands of God.
主清楚知道去教会所发生的一切问题。
And the Lord clearly knows the problems that the churches are facing.
他任凭这一些问题的存在。就是要我们来面对这些问题。
And he allows these problems to exist so that we are able to face with these problems.
并且他要我们得胜这些问题。
Besides, he also wants us to overcome these problems.
因此，我们不要成为这些问题的失败者。
Hence, let us not be the losers to these problems.
我们要成为这些问题的得胜者。
But rather, we should be those who overcome these problems.
我们请看启示录第二章。
Let's refer to the Revelation chapter 2.
第二跟第三节。
Verses 2 and 3. Revelation chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. I know your works, your labor, your patience, and that you cannot bear those who are evil. And you have tested those who say they are apostles and are not, and have found them liars. Verse 3.And you have persevered and have patience and have labored for my name's sake and have not become weary.
主知道以弗所教会他们所做的各种好事。
The Lord Jesus knows the various good works that the church of Ephesus had done.
这些事也是他们得胜的事。
And these works were the works that they overcame.
第一
Firstly,
他们在工作上得胜。
They overcame in their own work.
他们都愿意为主劳苦。
And they were willing to labor for the Lord.
其实他们每一个人都要为他们自己的家庭来劳苦。
In fact, each and every one of them had to labor for their own household.
但同时他们也为主的教会来劳苦。
However, at the same time, they also labored for the household of God.
因为他们明白主拯救他们的恩典。
For they understood the salvation grace that the Lord had shown them.
我们请看罗马书第十二章。
Let's refer to Romans chapter 12.
第一跟第二节。
Romans chapter 12 verses 1 and 2. Romans 12 verse 1 and 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2. And do not be conformed to this world,But be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
我们都愿意将我们的身体献给家庭，为家庭来劳苦。
We are all willing to present our bodies to labor for our families.
我们也愿意将我们的身体献上给我们的梦想，为我们的梦想来劳苦。
And we are also willing to present our bodies to our dreams and to labor for our dreams.
那么我们是否愿意将我们的身体献给主，为主劳苦呢？
However, are we willing to present our bodies to the Lord and to labor for Him?
保罗提醒我们。
Paul reminds us.
我们将身体献上给主，来侍奉主，这是理所当然的。
That when we present our bodies to the Lord and to serve the Lord, this is a reasonable service.
因为主用他的宝血买了我们。
For the Lord had purchased us with his precious blood.
我们都知道物归买主也给买主用。
We know that when an object is being purchased by the buyer has the right to use the object.
既然我们承认也相信主买了我们，那我们岂不是也应当乐意的？将我们献上给主用。
Since we acknowledge and believe that we have been purchased by the Lord, then shouldn't we also rightfully be used by the Lord?
所以接下去保罗勉励我们。
Which is why the Paul continues to exhort us.
在第六节以下他说。
Following verses 6 onwards,
我们每个人都从主得到不同的恩赐。
That each and every one of us receive different gifts from the Lord.
我们每个人的才干都不一样。
And we each have different talents.
但是我们每个人都要一样将我们的恩赐、我们的才干来帮助主的教会。
However, we should make use of our gifts and talents to help in our church.
做执事的应当专一执事。
He who is in the ministry, let him use it for his ministry.
做教导的就当专一教导。
He who teaches in teaching.
做劝化的就当专一劝化。
He who exalts in exhortation.
施舍的就当诚实。
He who gives with liberality.
治理的就当殷勤。
He who leads with diligence.
怜悯人的就当甘心。
He who shows mercy with cheerfulness.
所以不管是在台上的或者是台下的。
So whether you are up on the pulpit or below the pulpit.
不管是在教会里面或者是在教会的外面。
Whether you are within church or outside of church.
我们都能够贡献我们的恩赐、我们的才干来帮助教会、来建立教会的。
We are able to offer up our gifts and talents in the help of our church.
问题是你愿意吗？
But the question lies whether if we are willing to.
既然主愿意献上他的身体为我们的罪而死，救赎了我们。
Since the Lord was willing to present his body as a sacrifice on the cross to save us.
那我们被主救赎的人，我们岂不是更应该乐意的来将我们的身体献上给主用吗？
Then we who are saved, we whose bodies are saved by the Lord Jesus, shouldn't we also, serve him?
那我们的主在那边看，我们是否愿意献上给主用。
And our Lord will look upon us to see if we are willing to be used by Him.
为什么你能够这么乐意献给世界用，但是却不那么乐意的献给主用？
Why are you so willing to be used by the world and yet so reluctant to be used by the Lord?
你没有亏欠世界什么，但我们却亏欠了主很多。
We haven't owed the world anything yet we owe the Lord much.
世界对我们没有什么特别的恩情，但是主对我们的恩情是何等的大。
The world hasn't shown us any relations, but we have a very close relationship with the Lord.
所以我们应当更乐意的来献上身体给主用。
Which is why all the more we should offer up our bodies for the Lord's use.
好像以弗所教会一样。
Just likened to the church of Ephesus.
他们乐意为主工作。
They were willing to work for the Lord.
纵使是劳苦，他们也甘心。
Even if it may be laborious, they were willing to.
他们甚至愿意为主忍耐。
They were also willing to be patient for the Lord.
为主工作一定会面对许多的问题。
When you work for the Lord, you will definitely meet with various problems.
也会面对许多的毁谤，甚至打击。
And also, some attacks from people as well.
那有些人受不了这一种的打击或者毁谤，而他们就没有办法再工作下去。
And there are some who are unable to withstand the criticisms as well as the attacks of men, which is why they gave up on their work.
所以我们看到有许多起初很热心为主工作的人，因为不能够忍耐，他们就只好放弃了他们的工作，侍奉神了。
Which is why we see that the workers initially they were able to be zealous, but because they could not endure the attacks and the criticisms of men, they gave up on their work.
但主称赞以弗所教会的信徒。
However, the Lord praises the church of Ephesus.
他们能够为主忍耐。
That they were able to be patient for the Lord.
他们为主的名劳苦，并不乏倦。
And they were willing to labor for his name's sake and was not weary.
他们是为主工作的得胜者。
They were those who overcame and labored for the Lord.
这是我们要追求得胜的一个地方。
And this is something which we have to pursue in order to be victorious.
教会需要更多愿意为主工作的人。
The church requires more people who are willing to work for the Lord.
第二。
Secondly,
他们也在真理上得胜。
They also overcame in the truth.
主称赞他们说，你不能容忍罪恶人。
The Lord praised them that they could not bear those who were evil.
教会不是应该要有爱心吗？
Shouldn't a church have love?
教会不是应该要饶恕人吗？
Shouldn't the church be forgiving towards others?
怎么却不容忍这一些恶人呢？
Then how is the church unable to bear with those who are evil?
我们请看诗篇97篇。
Let's refer to Psalm 97.
第十节。
Verse 10.
诗篇97篇第十节。
Psalm 97 verse 10. You who love the Lord hate evil. He preserves the souls of his saints. He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked.
我们再读139篇。
Let's also read Psalm 139
21节。
verse 21. Psalm 139 verse 21. Do I not hate them, O Lord, who hate you? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you?
我们看到这一些爱耶和华的人啊，他们都恨恶这一些罪恶。
We see that those who love the Lord actually hates evil.
他们也恨恶那一些攻击神的恶人。
And they also loathe those who go against the Lord.
因为我们的主不容忍这一些恶人。
Because the Lord is unable to bear with these evil people.
主恨恶这一些恶人。
The Lord hates these evil people.
所以如果我们爱主，我们与主同心，我们也应当像主一样恨恶这一些恶人。
Therefore, if we love the Lord and we share the same mind as the Lord, then we should also hate these people who are evil.
我们看启示录第二章的第六节。
Let's refer to Revelation chapter 2 verse 6.
主在这里特别提到以弗所教会一件可耻的事。
And the Lord over here, make mention of one of the things that the church of Ephesus had done.
就是他们恨恶尼格拉一党人的行为。
That is, they hated the deeds of the Nicolaitans.
主说明这也是我所恨恶的。
The Lord makes mention that this was something which he also hated.
可见的以弗所教会的人，他们与主同心。
So we can see that the believers in the church of Ephesus, they share the same mind as the Lord.
他明白这一些人所做的是主所恨恶的，所以他们也一样恨恶这一些人。
They understood that the things done by this group of people was evil, and which was why they also hate them.
不容让这一些恶人在主的教会里面。
They did not bear these people to remain in the church.
那这样才能够保守教会的圣洁。
In order to preserve the holiness of the church.
我们请看哥林多前书的第五章。
Let's refer to 1 Corinthians chapter 5.
第一跟第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.1 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 1 and 2. It is actually reported that there is sexual immorality among you, and such sexual immorality as is not even named among the Gentiles, that a man has his father's wife. Verse 2. And you are puffed up and have not rather mourned that he who has done this deed might be taken away from among you.
第六节。
Verse 6. Your glorying is not good.Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump?
保罗吩咐哥林多教会要把这样淫乱的人赶出去。
And Paul tells the believers in the church in Corinth to take away these people who are sexually immoral.
赶出去的意思就是说，看这个人好像外邦人一样，跟教会没有关系了。
To take them away is liken them to be the heathens and they are to be driven away from the church.
保罗这样做是不是太过分了？
Is Paul being too much to take such an action?
哥林多教会他们都不愿意这样做，但是保罗却吩咐他们要这样做。
The church of in Corinth was unwilling to do so, yet Paul has instructed them to do so.
那到底是保罗的意见对呢，还是哥林多教会他们的意见对呢？
So was the will of Paul right, or was the will of the church of Corinth right?
保罗他不是按照他的意见这样吩咐哥林多教会这样做。
Paul did not give instructions to the church of Corinth based on his own will.
他乃是按照主的吩咐叫哥林多教会要这样做。
But rather he obeyed the instructions of the Lord and instructed the church of Corinth to do likewise.
我们请看马太福音的十八章。
Let's refer to Matthew chapter 18
17节。
Verse 17 Matthew chapter 18 verse 17. And if he refuses to hear them, tell it to the church. But if he refuses even to hear the church, let him be to you like a heathen and a tax collector.
当一个人做违背道理的事情，
When someone has gone against the truth,
我们就应当劝诫他。
Then we ought to advise him.
如果他不听，那就报告教会。
And if he refuses to hear, then we should tell it to the church.
教会就按照圣经的真理来警戒他。
And the church will warn him according to the teachings from the Bible.
如果他不听教会，
And if he refuses to even to hear the church,
那主说，那就看他像外邦人和税吏一样。
Then the Lord says, let him be to you like a heathen and a tax collector.
所以保罗是按照主的吩咐这样行。
Therefore, Paul had taken the action according to the instructions of the Lord.
但是哥林多教会他们却不愿意按照主的吩咐这样行。
However, the church in Corinth was unwilling to follow the instructions of the Lord.
他们自以为他们的爱心比主耶稣的爱心更大。
They thought to themselves that their love was much greater than that of the Lord.
他们能够容忍这一些恶人。
They could bear with these people who were evil.
但是保罗责备这一些人。
Yet Paul rebuked this group of people.
你这个容忍一个恶人，但是你却害死更多的好人。
If you bear with such an evil man, then you are causing more harm or greater harm to the rest of the people.
因为这个恶人就好像跟面笑一样，他能够使全团都发起来的。
Because this evil man is likened to the leaven which can leaven the entire lump.
这会让外邦人来羞辱主的名。
And this will cause the Gentiles to bring to shame the name of the Lord.
怎么你们教会都能够容忍这样的人呢？我们外邦人都不允许这样的事情啊。
How is it that your church is able to bear this such a person? Even the Gentiles will not allow this to happen.
主的名就因为你容忍这个恶人被羞辱了。
And because you bear with such an evil man, you have caused the name of the Lord to be shamed.
而且会影响了更多的人，以为哦，原来做这样大的恶事都不算是什么，那我们做这些小恶算什么呢？
Then it will also affect the rest of the congregation because to them they may think that such a great matter is nothing serious. So, if they were to commit something that is small, it's all right too.
所以我们应当按照主的吩咐行，而不是按照我们自以为的爱心这样行。
Therefore, we have to do according to the commandments of the Lord, and not do according to what we will.
教会应该容忍那些罪人。
The church ought to bear with the sinners.
但是教会不应该容忍那些恶人。
Yet the church should not bear with people who are evil.
罪人他是会认罪悔改的。
Sinners are those who will acknowledge their sins and repent.
但是恶人是硬心不肯悔改的人。
Yet the evil man is one whose heart is hardened and will refuse to repent.
所以主接纳罪人，但是主不会接纳这些恶人，反而要审判这些恶人。
Which is why the Lord receives sinners, he will not receive the evil, but he will judge them.
所以主恨恶这些恶人。
Which is why the Lord hates this evil.
像尼哥拉一党的人，主说这是我所恨恶的。
Just like the Nicolaitans, and this is the group whom the Lord hates.
你们也恨恶这一些人，所以他们得到主的称赞。
And because they have hated this group of people, they receive the praise from the Lord.
啊，他们也懂得来分辨真假信徒的真假使徒。
They could also discern between the true and the false apostles.
耶稣称赞他们。
The Lord Jesus praised them.
他们不但能够容忍恶人，他们也看出那一些自称为使徒但却不是使徒的。
They could not bear with those who were evil, and at the same time, they were able to tell whether the apostles were true or not.
他能够看出他们是假的来。
And they were able to see that they were false.
所以在真理上他们是得胜的。
Which is why they have overcome the truth.
不但不容忍恶人，他们也能够看出那些假使徒来。
Not only could they not bear with those who were evil, they could also see through the false apostles.
在当时圣灵充满他们。
At that time, the Holy Spirit filled them.
他们也坚持主的真理。
And they held fast to the truth of the Lord.
但是在这样的情况之下，仍然会有假使徒的出现来传假的道理。
Yet under such a circumstance, you will see the appearing of false apostles going around preaching falsehood.
所以今天如果教会有人来传假道，不用觉得很惊讶。
Therefore, today, if someone comes to preach falsehood, then let us not be too surprised.
但是我们却需要谨慎来分辨真道和假道。
But rather, we have to be vigilant and to discern what is truth and what is falsehood.
我们请看《使徒行传》二十章。
Let's refer to the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 20.
二十九跟三十节。
Verses 29 and 30.Acts chapter 20, verses 29 and 30. For I know this, that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. Verse 30. Also from among yourselves, men will rise up, speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after themselves.
当保罗要离开以弗所教会的时候，
When Paul was about to depart from the church in Ephesus,
他召集了所有的长老来交代他们一件很重要的事情。
He gathered the elders and gave them a very important instruction.
他说：“我去了之后，必定有凶暴的豺狼进入你们中间。”
He said that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you.
这一些人不会爱惜这一些羊群的。
And these people will not spare the flock.
不但是这样
，Not only so.
就是你们中间。也必有人起来说悖谬的话，引诱门徒跟从他们。
Also from among yourselves, men will rise up speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after themselves.
所以保罗在这里提醒我们。
Therefore, Paul reminds us over here.
我们要防备从外面进来的假使徒。
That we have to guard against the false apostles that come within from the outside.
我们更要谨慎防备从我们中间起来的假使徒。
And all the more, we have to guard ourselves against the false prophets who are amongst us.
所以不要以为贼是从外面进来的。
Therefore, let us not reckon that thieves only come from without.
有时候贼是在我们自己家里出现的。
There are times where the thief comes forth from within.
所以如果你一直以为是外人进来偷的，那你就被误导了。
Therefore, if you keep insisting that it is the thief from outside who has come in, then you are misled.
外贼比较容易防备啊，但是家贼真的是很难去防备的。
It is easier for us to guard against the thief from outside, and it is more difficult to guard against a thief who is from the family.
那不管是从外面来的，是从我们中间出来的，我们都要谨慎防备。
But whatever the case, whether the thief is from outside or from within, we have to guard ourselves.
那我们要怎么样来处理这一些假使徒呢？
So how are we to handle these false apostles?
我们不能够继续任凭他们这样做。
We should not allow them to continue in their actions.
但是我们也不能够立刻就武断他们是假使徒。
But we also cannot show our prejudice against them.
我们应该先试验他们
，But rather we should test them，
看他们是真的还是假的
，to see if they were true or false。
为什么要需要时间来试验他们呢
？Why do we need time to test them？
因为他们所传的道不是全部假的
，Because whatever they preach is not entirely false，
是半真半假
，It is half truth，
也是十真十假。
And sometimes it may be true, but there are times it may be false.
如果他们传的全部是假的，那我们立刻就可以判断出来。
If they were to preach the entire falsehood, then we are able to detect it very quickly.
但是他传的有一些是真的，但有一些是假的。
Yet when they preach some truths and also some falsehood.
你说这是假的，但有些人说没有啊，我听他讲的都是真的，跟我们讲的一样啊，没有分别啊。
You may say that he is preaching falsehood, but there are others who said, I have heard.Preaching the truth.
因为事实上他有时候是讲真道，但有时候他是讲假道。
Because the fact is, there are times where he will speak the truth, there are also times where he will speak falsehood.
有时候讲真的，有时候讲假的。
There are times where he speaks the truth, there are also other times where he speaks falsehood.
那就让许多人受迷惑了，所以你看到有一些人说他是真的，但有些人说他是假的。
And this will mislead the congregation because there will be a group who says that he's speaking the truth while the other group says he's speaking falsehood.
所以我们立刻判断的话， 有一方就根本不能够同意跟接受。
And if we were to pass a judgment immediately, then there would definitely be a group who will disagree with us.
因为他在那个时候听到是真的。
Because at that particular time, what they had heard was the truth.
但是他没有在另外一个时候听到他所讲的是假的。
However, this group did not hear, the falsehood that he was preaching at other times.
所以假使徒迷惑教会、混乱教会的原因就是在这里。
And this is the reason or the cause of what the false apostles, will cause the church to
be in. 那信徒容易被迷惑，也被迷惑在这里。
And this is also the aspect where the believers will be easily deceived.
他只是听到有时他讲的真，但是他没有去留意有时他讲的是假的。
They only pay attention to the truth that he speaks at certain times, but they have overlooked the falsehood that he speaks at other times.
真道只有一事，没有似是而非的，没有有时候对，有时候错的。
Truth will always be unchanging. There are no such things as half-truths.
在这个时候你说是对的，但另外一个时候你却错的。
At this time, you say that this is true, but at other times, you say that the same thing is false.
那你就知道这个人在真理上是没有立场的，他不是真的先知，他是假先知。
Then you will know that this person does not have his own stand, and he is a false apostle.
以弗所教会他们就是在真理上得胜。
And the church of Ephesus overcame in the truth.
他们试验这一些人，看出他们是假的来。
They tested this group of people and saw that they were false.
这是我们要学习的。
And this is something which we ought to learn.
让我们也在真理上来得胜。
Let us also be victorious in our truth.
不允许主的真理被混乱、被扭曲。
And this allowed the word of God to be twisted.
第三点。
Thirdly,
以弗所教会在很多事上都得胜了。
The church of Ephesus overcame many things.
但是有一件事他们却不能够得胜。
However, there was one matter which they could not overcome.
我们看启示录第二章。
Let's refer to Revelation chapter 2.
第四到第七节。
Verses 4 to 7.Revelation chapter 2 verses 4 to 7.
对不起，到第五节。
Sorry, verses 4 and 5. Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Verse 5. Remember therefore from where you have fallen, repent and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent.
主说他们只有一件事要被责备的。
The Lord says there was one thing that He has against them.
那就是他们把起初的爱心离弃了。
That is, they have left their first love.
离弃起初的爱心，一般上来说啊，是在时间上改变了，或者是在程度上改变了。
Generally speaking, when we say that this person has left his first love, then it goes to show that there is a change either over time or there is a change in the extent.
比如说以前他们爱主，但是现在他们不爱主。
Take for instance, in the past they loved the Lord, but now they no longer love the Lord.
他们离弃了起初的爱心，在时间上经不起考验而改变了。
They have left their first love and they were unable to stand firm against the tide of time.
或者说以前他们爱主很多，但是现在爱主很少了。
Or you may say that in the past they loved the Lord much, but now they love the Lord little.
他们的爱没有改变，但是在程度上减少了，这不也是一种改变吗？
Their love hasn't changed, but the extent of their love has lessened, and isn't this also a form of change?
但是根据在前面主耶稣称赞他们得胜的事。
But according to the works which they have overcome and the Lord has praised them earlier on.
我们看到他们从前到现在都是一样爱主，没有改变呢。
We could see that from time past until now, they still love the Lord the same.
他们也一样热心为主劳苦，没有因此而疲乏或冷淡下来。
They continue to be zealous in their work and they were not weary or did they grow cold.
所以我们看不到他们在时间上有改变或者在程度上有改变。
So we are unable to see the change in terms of time and the extent of their love.
因为主耶稣绝对不会看错，绝对不会乱乱称赞他们的。
Because the Lord will not be mistaken and he will not praise them wrongly.
但是为什么主耶稣却就责备他们说，你们离弃了起初的爱心？
Yet why is it that the Lord rebuked them that they have left their first love?
到底起初的爱心是在哪里改变呢？
So where have they changed in their first love?
我们请看哥林多后书十一章。
Let's refer to 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
第三节。
Verse 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. But I fear lest somehow as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity there is in Christ.
保罗担心信徒向基督所存纯意清洁的心改变。
Paul was afraid that the believers will change or be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ.
起初的爱心是纯意的，是清洁的。
The first love should be in simplicity and it should be pure.
是完全为主而做的。
And things are done entirely for the sake of the Lord.
没有为自己有一点的私心，或者是有其他的意图。
And you do not do these actions of love because of selfishness.
但是渐渐的，这个纯意清洁的心改变了。
However, this heart of simplicity and purity changed.
现在爱主，但是也爱自己的利益。
Now they love the Lord, at the same time they also love their own benefits.
现在归荣耀给主，但是也求自己的荣耀。
Now they give glory to the Lord, yet they also ask for glory for themselves.
现在一样热心为主劳苦工作。
Now they are still as zealous to labor for the Lord.
但看起来是例行公事的一种责任而已。
However, it seems something habitual and they are doing it because it was their responsibility.
而不再是完全处于起初那一种奉献的精神了。
It is no longer done out of the initial sacrificial spirit which they had.
为主工作最重要就是那一种奉献的精神。
And it is important that we have a sacrificial spirit when we are working for the Lord.
既然是甘心奉献的，你就不在乎什么，你更不会去计较什么。
Since you are willingly doing it and sacrificing yourself for Him, then nothing should stop you or hinder you.
没有人称赞也好，没有人家欣赏也好，甚至受苦也好，都不要紧，因为是我甘心奉献的。
Even if no one appreciates, even if people were to criticize, even if the work was tough, it is all right because I am doing this willingly.
这一种的爱，这一种的侍奉是纯意的，是清洁的，是主所喜爱的。
And such love is one that is in its simplicity, it's pure, and it is loved by the Lord.
以弗所教会起初就是这样爱主。
And this was how the church of Ephesus loved the Lord in the same manner.
但是渐渐这个爱改变了。
However, gradually this love changed.
在外表上你看不出有什么分别。
On the surface, you are unable to detect any changes.
但是主看到这个爱里面的本质已经不一样了。
Yet the Lord was able to see that within this love, its nature has already changed.
就像那一些有了外遇的男人。
Just like those men who has an extramarital affair.
你看他一样的爱他的妻子，爱他的家庭。
You see that he continues to love his wife and his family.
在外表上看起来没有一点让你怀疑他的爱的地方。
On the surface, there is no cause for you to doubt his love.
但是事实上，在他的心里面，这个爱已经不纯意，也不清洁了。
However, the fact is, the love that he has within is no longer simple and pure.
主耶稣不是只要我们在外表上的爱，外表上的热心。
The Lord Jesus doesn't just require us to have a superficial love and a zealousness.
他要求我们在心里面真正对他是那一种纯意的爱，清洁的爱。
He requires us to love him with simplicity and with purity.
我们曾经都是这样爱主的。
We once loved the Lord in such a manner.
这起初的爱是纯意的，是清洁的。
And this first love is simple and it's pure.
让我们甘心乐意为主奉献。
And we are willing to sacrifice our love for the Lord.
但想想看，什么时候我们这种爱已经渐渐有所改变呢？
Think about it. When did our love start to grow or change?
别人看不出来，但是其实我们自己心里会知道的。
People may not be able to detect it, but deep within ourselves, we know it.
我们的主更清楚知道。
And all the more, our Lord Jesus will know.
所以主对以弗所教会说。
Which is why the Lord tells the church of Ephesus.
你要悔改。
Repent.
怎样悔改呢？
How to repent?
他说你应当回想你是从哪里 坠落的。
That you ought to remember from where you have fallen.
一个人坠落，并不是突然之间就坠落的。
When a person falls, he doesn't fall immediately.
必定会有一个过程的。
There should be a process.
而且那个过程必定有一个起点的。
And in that process, there should be a starting point.
那个起点是一个很重要的关键。
And the crux of the matter lies with that starting point.
为什么在这个时候开始？你的爱有所改变或者减少了。
Why is it that at that point in time there is a change in your love?
是什么影响了你，让你改变？
What has caused you to change in your love?
那个起点很重要。
And that starting point is very important.
你要回想这个坠落的起点，然后从那个坠落的起点重新再来。
You have to remember from which point you have fallen and from that same point stand up.
因为我们不是头痛医头，脚痛医脚。
Because we do not treat our heads when we have headache, or we do not just treat our legs because our leg is painful.
你不能够治标不治本的。
You cannot just cure the symptoms and not cure the disease directly.
你必须要深入去研究这个病的原因是什么。
You have to have a deep study and examine what is the root cause of this disease.
要不然你外表上看起来哦好了，但是里面的病根仍然存在，它仍然会再次发作的。
Otherwise, on the outward appearance, it seems like the symptoms disappear, but deep within, the root cause still exists.
所以主耶稣叫他们悔改，不是表面上的悔改，是深入在心灵里面去悔改。
Which is why when the Lord Jesus tells them to repent, it is not a superficial repentance, but they have to dig deep into their hearts to repent.
回想你堕落的那一个起点是什么？
To remember where was the point where you have fallen.
然后在哪里堕落，就在哪里重新再来。
And where you have fallen, there you shall rise again.
你要悔改行起初所行的事。
And you have to repent and do the first work.
如果你不悔改，
or else,
我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去了。
I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place.
主的灯台会被挪去吗？
Will the Lord's lampstand be removed?
一般人认为是不会的。
Generally, people think that it will not be.
但是主告诉我们，
But the Lord tells us,
我会把这个灯台从原处挪去。
I will remove this lampstand from its original place.
就像以前的犹太人，他们不相信耶路撒冷的圣殿会被毁坏。
Just like the Jews in the past, they do not believe that the temple in Jerusalem will be destroyed.
因为如果会毁坏，那么耶和华的名就被人家羞辱了，你连你的圣殿都保护不了。
Because if the temple were to be destroyed, then this will bring shame to the name of the Lord.
所以神不会允许他的圣殿被毁坏的。
Which is why the Lord will disallow his temple to be destroyed.
因为神不会让人来羞辱他的名的。
Because the Lord will disallow man to shame his name.
在逻辑上讲好像很合理。
Logically speaking, this sounds right.
但是结果他们发现到大错特错。
Yet in the end, they found that they were thoroughly wrong.
神竟然让圣殿被毁。
The Lord allowed the temple to be destroyed.
神竟然忍受别人在那边的毁谤跟取笑神。
And the Lord was able to bear with the blasphemy as well as the ridicules from the people.
要告诉他们。
This is to tell them.
如果你们不珍惜这个圣殿。
If you do not treasure this temple.
这个圣殿会被毁坏的。
This temple shall be destroyed.
所以主对以弗所教会确实是很严厉的一个责备。
Which is why the Lord rebukes strictly upon the church of Ephesus.
虽然他们在很多事上都做得很好，都已经得胜。
Though in many things they have done well and they have overcome,
但是在这一件事上，主却严厉责备他们。
Yet, pertaining to this matter, the Lord rebukes them sternly.
如果你不悔改，我就把你的灯台从原处挪去了。
If you do not repent, I will remove your lampstand from its place.
因为你这个灯台不再是为主发光，你是在为自己发光。
Because this lampstand no longer shines forth for the Lord, but for yourself.
所以你不需要在主的那一边呢。
And there is no need for you to stand on the side of the Lord.
纵使你不愿意挪开，但是主也会亲自把你的灯台挪开。
Even if you were unwilling to be removed, the Lord himself will still remove you.
所以主不但责备以弗所教会。
Therefore, the Lord is not just rebuking the church of Ephesus.
也是在责备我们。
He is also rebuking us.
因为在第十节说。
Because in verse 10 it tells us.
第七节说。
Verse 7.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的 就应当听。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
不要以为只有以弗所教会才有这一个缺点。
Do not think that only the church of Ephesus had this weakness.
其实许多主的教会都同样有这一个的缺点。
In fact, many churches of the Lord have such a weakness.
所以主说凡有耳的就应当听。
Which is why the Lord says, he who has an ear, let him hear.
所以不管你是当传道的或者是做执事的。
So whether you are a preacher or a deacon.
不管你是个信徒或者是个慕道者。
Whether you are a believer or a truth seeker.
我们有耳朵我们就应当听。
And if we have ears, we ought to hear.
并且要听进去。
And to hear and to keep it with us.
而且遵行主的话做一个得胜者。
To abide by the words of the Lord and to be victorious.
那主说,
and the Lord will say,
得胜的,我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。
To him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life which is in the midst of the paradise of God.
我们要注意主说的这一句话。
Let us pay special attention to these words of the Lord.
生命树的果子是给那一些得胜的。
The fruit of the tree of life is to be eaten by those who have overcome.
我们一直的了解信主的人就有永生。
We often know that he who believes in the Lord will have eternal life.
我们都信主了。
And we have all believed in the Lord.
所以我们就一定有永生。
Which is why we will definitely receive eternal life.
我们一定能够吃生命树的果子。
And we are able to eat from the tree of life.
但是主告诉我们。
However, the Lord tells us.
你要怎么样信主呢？
How are you going to believe in the Lord?
许多人信主，但是每一个人信主的表现都不一样。
Many people believe in the Lord, yet many people manifest themselves differently.
有一些人信主，他真的听从主的话，真的悔改。
There are some people who believe in the Lord, they abide by the words of the Lord, and they repent.
有许多人信主，但只是挂名的，他一点都没有悔改。
There are others who believe in the Lord, but they are just in name, and they do not even repent.
有一些人信主，他是靠主胜过一切的试探，一切的软弱。
There are people who believe in the Lord, and they overcome temptations and weaknesses by His help.
但是有些人信主，却仍然是继续失败又失败的，不愿意悔改的。
There are also people who believe in the Lord, yet they fail and fail time and again, and they are unable to be victorious.
所以真正信主的是那一些听从主的话，做一个得胜者的。
Therefore, he who truly believes in the Lord is one who abides by his word and are able to overcome.
主说得胜的我就把生命树的果子赐给他吃。
The Lord says, he who overcomes shall eat from the tree of life.
因此我们要听主的话。
Therefore, we have to heed to the words of the Lord.
我们要认真来反省我们自己的信仰。
And we have to pay attention to re-examine our own faith.
反省我们自己对主的爱是多么的纯洁，是多么的纯意。
And to re-examine our love for the Lord to see if it was simple and pure.
我们要恢复到起初的爱心。
We have to return to our first love.
要不然就会被主责备了。
Otherwise, we will be rebuked by the Lord.
甚至会有灯台被挪移去的危险。
There will also be this risk or danger of our lampstands being removed.
我们看到以弗所教会已经得胜魔鬼的试探。
We have seen that the church of Ephesus was victorious over the temptations of the devil.
他们也已经得胜世界的诱惑。
They have also overcome the temptations of the world.
但是有一件事情他们还没有得胜。
Yet, there was still one matter which they have not overcome.
没有得胜他们心中里面那个隐藏的情欲。
They have not overcome the lust and desires within their hearts.
所以主耶稣要他们全得胜，不是只是一部分得胜。
Which is why the Lord Jesus wants them to fully overcome and be victorious.
所以我们不要以为我们在很多方面都已经得胜了，那一些地方不得胜不要紧。
So let us not reckon that it is all right that we have overcome in many aspects and there is only a certain part which is not overcome.
因为主要的得胜不是部分的得胜，乃是全胜。
Because what the Lord wants is not just a partial victory, but a thorough victory.
全胜的 才能够得到主赏赐的生命树的果子。
He who overcomes in everything shall eat from the tree of life.
全胜的才是一个真正的得胜者。
He who truly overcomes all things is a true victor.
所以求主帮助我们。
So we ask that the Lord help us.
让我们都能够靠主的帮助成为信仰上的得胜者。
That we are able to be victors in our faith when we rely on the Lord.
请唱赞美诗381首。
Let's sing hymn 381.